Okay, RK101. Listening to Super Soul or something like that. Yes, all intelligence comes from Super Soul, who is there in the heart, Ishvara, Sarvabhuta, Dhanrida, Sharer, Junatishtati. What is the other one? Giving knowledge, remembrance, forgetfulness, and controlling. What's going on here? Our wanderings as we are seated as on a machine made of material energy. But then also how Paramatma is Gurudev there in the heart. Chit, what is it? Rit Guru. Rit Guru in the heart. So, and the Guru we have as our teacher. Yes, so simply out of the ability to be a transparent media for the guru in the heart. So yes, we should then learn to listen to the Super Soul. And that's what the Guru and Super Soul himself is teaching us to do. Om Ajnati Vrindasya, and so on. I mean, opening our eyes with the torch light of knowledge, it really means to do that first of all, opening our inner eyes, and ears, to listen to Super Soul, and to perceive, be aware again of the presence of the Super Soul. Which then, you know, make us happy and enlightened. Realizing that we are eternal spirit souls, eternal part and parcels of God, an original spirit soul. But you know, so, but then how can we? We had that question, right? We used to label that kind of question, but we call them how can we questions. That's it. How could we? Can we question? How can we become enthusiastic? How can we become more Krishna conscious? How can we this? How can we that? So how can we listen to Super Soul? But the thing is that we listen to Super Soul all along, all the time. because we couldn't even think about super soul. I mean, the intelligence that is there, that's what it already stated, right? It's the voice of super soul, it's coming from super soul. And the conscience, you know, that inner guide, that inner direction, that inner voice telling us, now you're going to do this. And we go, yes, I can feel it strongly. I'm sure I should do this. And when you, sometimes we do it out of some silly, stupid desire of something we want to do, be or have. But still, that intelligence for how to do it comes there from within as well. And the thing is, that you listen to super soul all the time. It's just that sometimes you don't. Well, you know, how about that conscience in there? My problem is, our problem is, I'm not listening to my conscience, and I did that and I did that because it was, yes, it was stupid of me. So that's the thing, right? We could say this, that we constantly hear super soul in there, but sometimes we refuse to listen, or rather to take good advice. Because that voice in there is not, you know, hidden away somewhere in some secret, far away or locked up place where only the big sadhus can find it. And you know that general idea some devotees might have, or used to have, that yes, only the guru and the advanced devotees, the others, you know, big ones, they can, but not me, because I'm the lowest of the low, and all that. Which I would say is a misunderstanding of what it's all about. Because it's as if you then shut off your own advancement, or even hope of advancement. I don't want to accuse anyone, but there is, could be, a twist of laziness started into that. Because, you know, then I can just, all I need to do, such as certain other religions also tend to do, it seems, is that, yes, I just swear allegiance to this faith. Follow them, what they say, and then I'm good, you know. I believe in Jesus, then Jesus has, you know, saves me just because of that. Or same with other religions. I just come from a Christian background, you heard that a lot here. Maybe not so much anymore. The people, they probably really often feel a lack of someone to believe in and trust. So trust your conscience. Because if you think that whatever idea and guidance you get there from within is your own mind and it's just Maya, then well, you could say you're mistrusting Super Soul, or just well, I guess mistrusting yourself, but you know, Super Soul there in the heart, we can trust more than we can trust ourselves, because we are generally the second voice coming in there saying but I have this desire, you know, I want to do the prayas, not the shreyas. And I think, well, I'm speaking for myself when I was young, and I'm speaking to you youngsters out there, and, well, the oldies too, I mean, we always have that thing to struggle a little bit with. It's pretty much what this life is about. That, yeah, prayers, that which I desire and want and shall work hard to get as soon as possible. Money, enjoyment, facilities, comfort, pleasure, power, whatever it is. But in the way, that's a bit, little bit what I could call drug mentality. Intoxication. You just take something quick that gives you that pleasure or that immediate result. And since these quick pleasures are generally giving short gratification, and then poof, need more or something, or gosh, I didn't do those things which I'm supposed to do, thinking about my education and my job and what I'm going to do, or how about family, how about my partner, how about children, and or will I ever be able to do that because I'm just sitting here indulging in my addiction? Yes, I mean, this addiction, as we know very well now, can be to drugs, and yes, I would say alcohol is one of the worst. because it robs us of our omdöme. Translate that GPT if you can to English. And it's very socially addictive. So, but you know, then we have, what is it? Other addiction, shopping addiction, sex addiction, porn addiction. Well, that's part of that. Gaming addiction, social media addiction, I guess you could say. Some would say internet addiction, but the internet is much bigger than that. Superficial mind, sometimes mindless entertainment platform that has been built on it. We can use the internet in other ways for educating ourselves and for communicating and around good things, you know. So I'm working with the internet a lot. It's my work, not my addiction. Well, maybe I'm addicted, I don't know, but I don't think so. But you know, food addiction and that social addiction thing is, I think, especially important to see and notice, because it's sometimes unnoticed and it happens in groups. So you're in an environment where something is just, well, you know, that's just part of us, our lives. It's normal. But you know, if you find your life, I could say that could be a good reality check. If you feel and find and hear that little voice that maybe they're from within, that hey, you should not do that. You should do this instead. It will make you happier. It's Shreyas, it's something that will give a real good result in my life and help me to live happily, a happy and meaningful and healthy life, and financially stable and all that. So, so that is really what this listening to Super Soul is about. It's not some esoteric secret ability that only the inner circle of exceptional yogis and sadhus can attain. Which, you know, what kind of thought? I remember when I joined back in 78, and the gurus, they didn't exist when I came, actually. I moved in a temple while they were all there in Mayapur, beginning of March 78, to discuss what to do with the guru issue. But then, you know, we got 11 of them. And the guru we got a nice and honest and smart guy in many ways, but you know, we all have our pros and cons. But he was just like 7 years older than me. He was, I'm not sure if he was 30 yet. So he may have been in his 20s, and that went for most of those guys. Who then, after maybe 7, 8, 9, 10 years, as students of Srila Prabhupada, Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, took up that, you know, climbed that throne of guru, meaning pure, transparent media, the super soul. And we accepted that, we had to accept that, but you know, just think about it. The reality or cosmos we lived in then, they were just a few years older than us, old hippies, who after 7 years were supposed to and accepted us being perfectly able to listen to Super Soul. While we, some of us, still after 40 years or so more, some of us having done so much service to Krishna and surrender and sacrificing so much of our lives, that we shouldn't be able to do it now? See, I mean, it's when you think about it, right? So, on the contrary, listen to Super Soul there in your heart, your conscience, that intelligence that gives you good ideas. And, yeah, I guess some people don't, because it seems to me that some people don't, they're not very much present in there inside at all. They're just doing their external duties and acting and reacting to what's going on out there. Got to learn this and this, got to work on my work every day, do that and that and that. Look, I'm doing it good. What are you thinking while you're doing it? Well, about food and sex sometimes, and the movie I saw yesterday, and you know, mumble mumble a little bit. And I think that, and correct me if I'm wrong, that it has become more so for many, maybe more people lately here in the West. And I hear when I sit at cafes and I listen to people talking, ladies talk about their bodies, their clothes, their hair, and each other, and the guys. And the guys talk about their computers and their cars and the... And then that could be the opposite too, but you know, the general thing there. And I mean, when we were in our 20s, we used to sit there in the same settings, talking about politics or philosophy or art, poetry, the world situation, the environment. I mean, I think, I don't know how the youngsters are today, but at least in my circles, okay, I grew up a bit in the artist circles, the alternative crew like that, but it was big. What we call the alternative movement, Alternative Rörelsen, was quite significant, especially among intellectuals, students and artists. And yes, you know, that's what happens when you start to ask those questions. What's right for me to do? Am I living the right life? What is good here for this earth? What can I contribute? Is this thing that I'm doing now, is it actually good and right for me to do or not? And then, you know, of course, sometimes you might prefer to fix the rest of the world avoiding to fix yourself, but you know, generally both of them went more or less hand in hand. It's hard to avoid one or the other. And I don't know how it is now. But at least it seems like the body-centeredness and the superficiality and the... You know, we had singers, artists, musicians standing on stage in the 70s, and of course some they just wanted to get famous, but some sang their heart out, you know, and they had messages and they were for real, you know, just standing there, closed eyes and singing out with all their feelings. And now they learn all the moves and the looks and the this and that. How to write hits. So I don't know if things have changed, but this, even on that level that we were then in the 70s on, that's the beginning, you know, that you could say it's the first attempt at listening in there, the wisdom in there, and the good advice and guidance coming from within there. Because it's there. It's actually not an it, it's our best friend. what that voice is there. And all we gotta do is to listen. Which means, first of all, turn within now and then, if not all the time, so you can listen there within, rather than being mostly listening to what's going on out there. Well, we do that also, but who are we then listening to? Someone who can represent the super soul, the guru there behind all of us, or someone who wants to get their agenda through, or their ideas, which generally include us somehow or other in someone else's plan. So yes, we're listening to sound coming from these screens we're carrying around. But who is talking there actually? They tell us what is good, what is bad, who is right, who is wrong. What we should do, what we should not do, what we should think, what we should not think. But who is it actually behind that voice? Who wrote the script? Because the voices reading or speaking are very often simply reading from scripts, because they are good at it, at talking, looking good. Who is a script writer? And who tells the script writer what's how to write the script? So yeah, that's kind of where we are now. And it's good to have that awareness as we go on here in our life adventures. And yes, life is real an adventure, isn't it?